We present Ian Carmichael as Lord Peter Wimsey in Busman's Honeymoon by Dorothy L. Sayers, adapted for radio by Alistair Beaton, with Sarah Bedell as Lady Peter Wimsey, Peter Jones as Bunter, and special guest Peter Vaughan as Superintendent Kirk. Episode 6, A Chain of Circumstance.
Whatever indignities the Wimsey family had suffered in its long and distinguished history, the removal of furniture by the representatives of angry creditors was certainly not one of them. It was thus with a certain mixture of exasperation and amusement that Peter and Harriet dealt with the appearance of the rival solicitors, Mr. McBride and Mr. Solomons. The furniture, after all, belonged to Mr. Noakes, recently murdered and shortly to be buried. Its loss could scarcely be construed as a tragedy. Yet, to depart for more comfortable circumstances would mean leaving a most ruthless and baffling murder unsolved. Naturally, there were suspects. Miss Twitterton had believed that she would benefit financially from her uncle's death. The money would certainly have been an added attraction in her attempts to marry the much younger Frank Crutchley. She was scarcely to know that one Polly Mason had long supplanted her fading charms. Frank Crutchley himself had certainly harboured grudges enough against Mr. Noakes, and even Constable Sellon was not to be trusted. A long-standing blackmail victim of Noakes's, he had already been discovered suppressing important evidence. There was thus no shortage of motives. There was, however, a total lack of evidence. This was beginning to take its toll on all concerned, including Lord Peter himself.
Peter, what were you dreaming about early this morning? It sounded pretty awful.
Oh, my God, have I started that again? I thought I'd learned to keep my dreams to myself. Did I say things? Tell me the worst.
I couldn't make out what you said, but it sounded as though you had something on your mind, to put it mildly.
And an agreeable companion I must be. Wait a minute, it comes back to me now. There were 15 of us marching across a prickly desert, and we were all chained together. There was something I'd forgotten to do or to tell somebody, but I couldn't stop because of the chain. And it was all my fault because I'd forgotten, well, whatever it was.
What was the end of it?
Oh, it was only the old responsibility dream and a mild one at that. The funny thing is that I know there is something that I have forgotten. I woke up with it on the tip of my tongue, but yeah, it's gone now.
It'll come back if you don't worry it.
Well, I wish it would, then I wouldn't feel so guilty about it. Hello, Bunter, what's that? The post? Heavens above, man, what have you got there?
Our silk hat, my lord.
Silk hat? Oh, don't be ridiculous, Bunter, we don't want that in the country.
Mr. Noakes's funeral is this morning, my lord. I thought it possible your lordship might desire to attend it. The prayer books are in the other parcel with the black suit.
But surely to goodness I can go to a village funeral without a mourning suit and a top hat.
The conventional marks of esteem are highly appreciated in rural communities, my lord. But it is as your lordship wishes. Two vans have arrived to take the furniture, my lord, so I will suggest that I should take the car over to Broxford and order a few temporary necessities, such as a couple of camp beds and a kettle.
Peter, there's a letter from your mother. She says she's going down to the Dower House this morning. The shooting party at the Hall has broken up, and Gerald and Helen are going for the weekend to Lord Attenbury's. She wonders whether we should like to join her for a day or two. She thinks we may need rest and change. Oh, not from one another, she's careful to explain, but from what she calls housekeeping.
Housekeeping? Huh. Well, the house is about the only thing we are likely to keep by the looks of it.
What do you think of her idea?
Well, that's rather for you to say. We've got to go somewhere or other. Unless you really prefer the kettle and the camp bed to which Bunter so feelingly alludes.
I'd like to go, Peter.
Very well, then, you shall. Bunter, send Her Grace a wire to say that we're coming down tonight.
Very good, my lord.
Heartfelt satisfaction. He'll be sorry to abandon the investigation, but the camp beds and the kettle would break even Bunter's spirit. Harriet, do you mean to go to the funeral?
Oh, I don't think so. Well, I've got no black frock to do your top hat credit. And I'd better stay here to keep an eye on the removal men.
Well, Bunter can do that.
Oh, no. He's panting to attend the obsequies. I've just seen him brushing his best bowler.
I suppose you realise that some of the funeral guests are likely to come back here afterwards.
Yes, I was rather afraid of that. Never mind, we shall be on our way by the end of the afternoon. Are you coming down?
No, not for the moment. There's a letter here from my agent I've simply got to attend to. I thought I'd cleared everything up nicely, but one of the tenants has chosen this moment to create a tiresomeness.
Oh.
Well, I can't ride downstairs with broker's men oiling in and out and wrangling over the whatnot.
No, of course you can't. I'll go and see to things. Be busy and good. And I used to think you were God's own idler without a responsibility in the world.
Were you wanting any help, my lady?
Well, Crutchley, you can give the removal men a hand if they need it.
Yes, my lady.
We'll start getting the stuff out of the sitting room now, lady, if it's all right with you.
Oh, do you mind leaving this room to the last? My husband will be coming back here after the funeral and may have one or two people with him. We shall need some chairs to sit on.
All right you are, lady. Could we do a bit upstairs?
Yes, certainly. And we shan't want this room very long.
Oh, okay. Well, come on, Bill. This way.
Yeah, right, old George. Cool, that'll take us a bit of time to take down them four posters.
Can this man give you any help? He's the gardener here.
Well, there's them plants in the greenhouse, so we ain't got no special instructions about them, but we was told to take everything.
Oh, yes, the plants will have to go.
Righty-o, then.
And the ones in here as well. Crutchley, you'll need a pair of steps to get that cactus out of the hanging basket, but do that later, would you? Go and see to the greenhouse.
Yes, my lady.
Oh, and after that, fetch some glasses. We'll probably need them when the others return from the funeral.
Very good, my lady.
Just put them down over there, would you, Crutchley?
Yes, my lady. The removal man wants to know what they have to do with some of that tinned and bottled stuff.
Oh, tell them to leave it in the pantry.
They don't know which is yours, my lady.
Everything with a Fortnum and Mason label. If there's anything else, it probably belongs to the house.
Very good, my lady. Shall you and his lordship be coming back to this house later on, if I might ask?
Oh, yes, Crutchley, I'm sure we shall. Oh, were you thinking about your job? Of course. Well, we may be going away for a time when alterations are done, but we should like you to keep the garden in order.
Thank you, my lady. Very good. Excuse me, my lady.
Yes?
I was wondering, seeing as me and Polly Mason is going to get married, whether his lordship... Well, I was meaning to start that garage, only me having lost that £40. If it might be a loan, my lady, we'd pay it back, faithful.
Oh, I see. Well, Crutchley, I can't say anything about that. You must speak to his lordship yourself.
Yes, my lady. If you was to put in a word for me, maybe...
I'll think about it. Oh, they're coming back. They haven't been very long.
No, my lady, it don't take long. I'll be helping the removal men if you want me.
Hello.
Oh, Lady Peter, I do hope this isn't too much of an intrusion.
Not at all, Miss Twitterton. Do come and sit down.
Jerusalem, my happy home. Is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty?
Peter, behave yourself. Ah, Mr. Goodacre, were there many people at the funeral?
A very large attendance. Really a remarkable attendance.
It's most gratifying, all this respect for Uncle, and fully choral.
Oh, it was all just beautiful. I've never seen a funeral to touch it, and I've been to every burying in Paglum these 40 years and more, haven't I, Mr. Puffett?
Indeed you have, Mrs. Ruddle. And the Reverend's words, if I may say so, sir, went right to the heart.
Bunter, I see some glasses on the radio cabinet. We could do with some drinks.
Very good, my lord.
I'm afraid they've commandeered the beer barrel, Mr. Puffett.
Oh, dear, that is awkward. Well, Puffett, I dare say you can make do for once with the bottle variety. Oh,
Yes, of course, my lord.
I'd like a sherry, if it's not too much trouble.
Mind your backs, please, mind your backs.
Oh, dear, oh, poor uncle's furniture.
Keep your head up a bit, Bill.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, George. Mind that paper.
Ah, here come the drinks.
Sherry, Miss Twitterton.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bunter.
Mr. Goodacre?
Oh, dear me. Thank you.
Bunter, have you got some beer in the kitchen for Mr. Puffett?
Yes, my lord.
Oh, thanks very kindly, your lordship.
Oh, and Bunter will be wanting you, Mrs. Ruddle, to see about getting some lunch of some sort.
Yes, my lady.
Come along, Martha, come along.
I'm coming, Mr. Puffett. Oh, what a lovely funeral that was. Quite touched I was, Mr. Puffett, quite touched.
Oh, I must be getting home soon.
Oh, you mustn't hurry, Miss Twitterton. I only said that because Mrs. Ruddle, although an excellent servant in her way, sometimes needs a reminder. Mr. Goodacre, won't you have a drop more sherry?
Oh, no, really, I too must be moving homewards.
Not without your plants. Mr. Goodacre has prevailed upon Mr. McBride, Harriet, to let the cacti go to a good home.
Yeah, for a consideration, no doubt.
Oh, of course, I paid for them. That was only right. I did not like to think of the plants going to a warehouse with no one to take care of them. Crutchley has always looked after them so well. He's very knowledgeable about cacti.
Indeed. I'm glad to hear that Frank Crutchley fulfilled some of his obligations.
Well, Padre, rather you than me. I don't like the perishing things.
Yeah, well, they're not to everybody's taste, perhaps. But the hanging one here, you must acknowledge, is a superb specimen of its kind.
It does rather dominate the room.
Uncle William always took a great pride in that cactus.
I know. Indeed, Miss Twitterton, it will be quite happy and safe with me.
Excuse me, my lord. The furniture removers are about to clear the attics and have desired me to inquire what is to be done with the various trunks and articles labelled
Twitterton.
Oh, dear me, yes. However did I come to forget? There are quite a lot of my things here. But I think I'd better come and see to that myself. You see, my cottage is so very small, and Uncle very kindly let me store some of my things here. I hope you won't mind, Lady Peter. I shan't trespass on your kindness.
But of course, do go anywhere you like. And if you want any help...
Oh, thank you so very much.
As I shall be going in a few minutes, Miss Twitterton, I'll say goodbye now. But just for the moment, I shall, of course, come to see you. And now, you mustn't allow yourself to brood, you know. In fact, I'm going to ask you to be very brave and sensible and come and play the organ for us on Sunday as usual. Now, will you? We've all come to rely on you so much.
Of course, dear Mr. Goodacre, if you wish it, I'll do my best.
It will gratify me very much.
Oh, thank you. Oh, everybody's so good to me.
Poor little woman. Poor little soul. It is most distressing, this unsolved mystery hanging over us.
Yes, not too good.
Good gracious.
What's the matter, Mr. Goodacre?
Now, this is very strange. Very strange indeed. Look at that. Do you see what that is up there on the cactus leaves?
Well, from here, it looks like a spot of mildew. Well, I can't see very well from underneath. But perhaps in a cactus, that's merely the bloom of a healthy complexion.
It is mildew.
Peter, hold this chair for me, would you?
Careful, careful, careful.
That's better. Yes, I can see it quite clearly now. There's some mildew on the upper side of the leaves, if they are leaves and not stalks.
Somebody has been giving it too much water.
Well, we haven't any of us touched it.
I am a humane man, and though I don't like the prickly root, I wouldn't...
Peter, what is it?
Here we go round the prickly pear.
Once the summer is over, you must administer water very sparingly indeed.
Well, surely it couldn't have been the knowledgeable Crutchley.
But I think it was. Harriet, you heard Crutchley tell Kirk how he watered it last Wednesday week and wound the clock before collecting his wages from Old Noakes.
Yes.
And the day before yesterday, you saw him water it again.
Of course, we all saw him.
But, my dear Lady Peter, he couldn't have done that. The cactus is a desert plant. It only requires watering about once a month in the cooler weather. Frank Crutchley must know that. He's a very skilled gardener.
Damn, I can't remember.
Well, somebody has touched it lately. I see you put it on a longer chain.
That's it! The chain! Of course, we were all chained together. The chain, padre, the chain.
Yes, yes.
The chain used to be shorter?
Why, yes, I'm positive it was. Oh, quite positive. Yes, let me see. The bottom of the brass pot which contains the cactus used to be above my head.
How great is the difference in height? About 4 inches?
Yes, yes, I'd say it was about 4 inches lower than it used to be.
Peter, when the chimney was being cleared, there was a chain there.
Yes, I know, I know, I know. What became of it?
I think Bunter put it in the coal scuttle.
My lord, the furniture remover is designed...
Yes, Governor, we'll have to clear out the rest of the furniture from in here.
No, we haven't finished in here. Look, take yourselves off.
Well, job's got to be done
His
today.
Lordship has just made it perfectly clear that
Look,
it's...
Look, we must have something to sit on. I will make it all right with your employer.
Oh, Governor, I don't know as I can.
You really. Heard his lordship. Come along.
Well, all right, but the job's got to be done today.
Look, it will be, it will be. Look, Bunter, stay here, please.
Very good, my lord.
Now, here... is what I was looking for.
Oh, isn't that the chain that came down the chimney when I cleared it with the shotgun? Yes, I believe it is.
A new chain was fixed up and the other one hidden up the chimney. Now, why?
Well, now, that looks remarkably like the original chain. You see, it's darkened with soot, but it's quite bright when you rub it.
When Crutchley had watered the cactus, which he had watered the week before, and which should only be watered once a month, he was on the steps here.
That's right.
He wiped the pot, he got down, he put the steps over here by the clock. He then came back here to the wireless cabinet.
Oh, dear me, this is all very mysterious, I'm afraid I...
Well, it is possible. By God, it is possible. Mr. Noakes was about your height, wasn't he, Padre?
I may have the advantage of him by an inch, but not more.
If I had more inches, I might have had more brains. Still, better late than never. You see, we have the first and last terms of the progression. If we could just fill in the middle term.
Yes, my lord. If I might make a suggestion, it would be as well to verify the difference in the lengths of the chains before we proceed.
Quite right, Bunter. All right, clear as you go. Fetch the steps.
So that's all seen to. Oh, Oh, Mr. Goodacre, I didn't think I should see you again. You're having Uncle's cactus.
Mr. Whittington, nice. I wonder if you could do something for me.
But of course I can.
I think I must have dropped my fountain pen somewhere in the bedroom, and I'm rather afraid one of those fellows up there may put his foot on it. If I might trouble you...
Why, with pleasure. I'll run up and look for it at once. I always say I'm remarkably good at finding things.
Close the door, please, Harriet.
4 inches difference, my lord.
Ah. But, Lord Peter, isn't that your fountain pen I saw just now in your inside jacket pocket?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but why...
Bunter, bring the steps over here, would you?
Oh.
Yes,
I see. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Now, then, see if you can find anything in the way of a hook or a nail in the wall. Or even, perhaps, in the ceiling, on that side of the chimney place. Yes?
Nothing to be seen in this area, my lord. Perhaps up here. Ah.
What can you see, Bunter?
A cup hook, my lady, painted black and screwed into the beam.
Proof! Proof of something at last. But where's the...
Do I understand that you discovered what they call a clue to the mystery?
No, we're looking for that now, Padre, the clue. Ariadne's clue of thread. The little ball of twine to thread the labyrinth. Yes, the twine. Who said twine? Puffett, by Jove. He's our man.
Tom Puffett? Oh, I should not like to think that...
Puffett... Bunter, fetch him here, would you?
Yes, my lord.
Peter, the chain.
Yes, best get rid of that. Give it to me.
Well, we'll put it back where it came from. Safe, fine. Yes, Mr. Puffett is so fond of observing.
There's a ledge, I suppose?
Yes, there is. If Noakes had kept his chimney swept, his murderer might have been safe.
I really don't know what to think. Dear, oh dear.
Did you want me, my lord?
Yes, Puffett. When you were cleaning up this room on Wednesday morning, after we'd loosened the soot, do you remember picking up a piece of string from the floor?
String? No, if it's string you're looking for, I reckon you've come to the right place for it. Yes, I picked up a piece of string off this very floor. A good thick piece, about a yard long, without any knots. But whether
a yard long? Well, it must have been longer than that.
No, not the string. There was a rare good piece of black fishing line, maybe 20 feet or so. But it's string you're looking for, isn't it?
I made a mistake. I ought, of course, to have said fishing line. Well, naturally, it'd be fishing line. And black. It had to be. Have you got that on you?
Oh, it's fishing line you're after. Well, why didn't you say so? Safe, fine.
Thank you. Yes, that's it. And this would hold a 20-pound salmon. And there's a sinker at each end. Well, of course there would be, naturally. Now, Bunter.
My lord.
Take this line. That's it. Now, thread it through one of the rings at the lip of the brass pot.
Here?
Yes, that one will do. Good. Now, bring the two ends with their sinkers together and pass the double line over the hook in the ceiling.
Very good, my lord.
Hooks in the ceiling, chains in the chimney. I always said as Mr. Noakes was up.
Thank you, Mr. Puffett. You have been most helpful.
Oh, right. Safe, fine, as I always say.
I've passed the line over the hook, my lord.
Oh, I see now. Oh, Peter. How horrible.
Right, Bunter. Now come down the steps.
Yes.
Take care you don't foul the line.
Well, I really can't see why anyone could...
Now haul up until the pot is pulled up against the ceiling. It's all right. The plant won't fall out. It's a dead tight fit. Now haul away steady.
It must weigh getting on for 14 pounds.
Yes, I can see. How did you come not to notice its weight when you and Kirk were examining it? It's been loaded with something.
Lead shot by the feel of it, my lord.
Then this must have been planned some time ago.
So that's how a woman could have broken a tall man's head. A woman with strong hands.
Or anybody.
Oh, good gracious, do you mean to say that somebody stood here and released the cactus pot so that it swung down and struck poor Mr. Noakes on the head? Oh, how dreadful.
They needn't have been in the room at all, Padre. Anybody could have done it. Anybody with a cast-iron alibi.
I think that is as high as it'll go, my lord.
Harriet, would you kindly open the lid of the wireless cabinet? Thank you. Now, Bunter, bring the two ends of the line to the cabinet and bring the lid down slowly on the line and see if the sinkers will hold firm against the flange.
Very good, my lord.
And for God's sake, be careful, man. Stand out of the way, Padre.
The spring catch on the lid appears to hold up to the strain, my lord.
Good. Now, stand back. Nobody go near that wireless cabinet.
Peter, there's someone at the window.
Oh, good gracious. It's Superintendent Kirk and young Selen. Whatever are they doing there?
Open the window, Bunter.
Very good, my lord.
My lord, I never told you no lie. You can see the clock from the window.
That's right, 12:30, plain as a pikestaff. Hello, they took the cactus down.
No, they haven't. The cactus is still there.
You better come along in, Superintendent, but come in quietly. You may have to make an arrest.
Oh, do be careful, Peter. Are you quite sure it won't come down?
Not unless someone opens the cabinet lid for the BBC's 12:30 gramophone orgy. But for God's sake, Padre, stand away from that lid.
Oh, well, I was only looking more closely at the string. You can't see it at all against the panelling, you know. It's most remarkable. It's being so black and so fine, I suppose.
That is the idea of fish in line. I'm sorry I shouted, but do keep back in case of accident. Do you realise that you are the one person in this room who isn't safe? If that line slips, the pot will sail down in an arc directly towards where you're standing.
Oh, my goodness, yes, I see what you mean, yes.
Yes, that's a safer spot. Rather the table lamp than you, Padre.
Here's the police!
Oh, Mrs. Ruddle, why don't you go to the kitchen and
sort
out...
What's all the fusses is going on in here, eh? Yeah, that's a funny place as to want to put the cactus plant.
What's going on, my lord?
Now, don't touch that cabinet, Superintendent, nor you, Mrs. Ruddle, or I won't answer for the consequences.
Well, I never.
I fancy, Inspector, that is where the cactus was at 9:05 p.m. last Wednesday week.
So that's why I could see the clock.
That's right, Selen. This is what is called reconstructing the crime.
A crime, eh?
You wanted a blunt instrument that could strike a tall man from above and behind? Well, there it is. The brass pot of the cactus plant. With the power we put behind it, that'd break the skull of an ox.
Pretty, but I'd like a bit of proof. There weren't no blood nor hair on that there pot.
Oh, of course not. It was wiped.
When and how, Harriet?
The day before yesterday. You reminded us only just now, on Wednesday morning, under our very eyes, while we all sat around and watched. That's how, Peter, that's how.
Yes, that is how. And now we know how, we know who.
Well, thank God we know something at last.
Well, you mean that when Frank Crutchley watered the cactus and wiped that pot... Oh, that's a dreadful conclusion to come to. Frank Crutchley is one of my own choir men.
Crutchley, now we're getting at it. He had his grudge about the £40, and he thought he'd get even with the old man and marry the heiress. Two birds with one blunt instrument, eh?
But he's marrying Polly Mason. He came round about the banns this morning.
That's a rather sad story, Mr. Goodacre. He was secretly engaged to Miss Twitterton.
You think they were in it together, my lord?
I couldn't find your fountain pen anywhere, Lord Peter. I do hope it... Good gracious, what an extraordinary thing. However did Uncle's cactus get up there?
Oh, Miss Twitterton, don't go near the wireless cabinet. Come and sit over here.
But I don't understand.
No, Superintendent, they were not in it together.
Now, let's get this clear, my lord. How exactly do you make out he worked it?
If that trap was set like that on the night of the murder, when Crutchley left at 6:20...
Oh, dear.
Then when Noakes came in, as he always did at 9:30 to turn on the wireless for the news bulletin...
Which he did, regular as clockwork.
Thank you, Mrs. Ruddle, which he did as regular as clockwork.
Peter, I've thought of an objection. Could anybody, even by candlelight, walk right up to that cabinet without noticing that the cactus wasn't there?
I think so.
All right, George, I'll get it and lock it up for you.
Crutchley, what are you doing here?
Key of the wireless cabinet, my lord.
Look, don't lift that lid! Now, Crutchley.
You devil! You damn cunning devil! How do you know I done it? I'll have the throat out of you!
Get him, Sullen! Hold him! Hold him, that's enough,
Crutchley! Let me go, blast you! Let me get at him! So you set a trap for me, did you? Well, I killed him. The old brute cheating me.
Frank!
So did you, Aggie Twitterton, blast you. I've been done out of my rights. I killed him, I tell you, and all for nothing.
Bunter, stop that damn pot swinging.
Yes, my lord.
Frank Crutchley, I arrest you for the murder of William Noakes.
Oh,
you are not required to say anything,
oh,
but anything you say may be taken down in writing and then used in evidence against you.
This is the most shocking thing.
Damn you and blast you, Aggie Twitterton. I'd like to wring your ugly little neck.
Oh, keep him up. Oh, do you think I ever let him come near me? You beast. How dare you kill poor Uncle?
Miss Twitterton, don't, please.
Now, hold him fast, yo. That's it.
I don't rightly know how to thank you, my lord. This clears me.
All right, Selen, that'll do. Now buzz off now like a good chap.
Yes, my lord, and thank you.
Come on now, Joe. Keep a good grip on him now.
Oh, forgive me, Lady Peter. My duty is with that unhappy man. Goodbye.
Why, there, that bit of line dangling from the pot. That's a funny thing, that is. That's the way it was when I come in here Wednesday morning to clear for the sweep. I took it off myself and throwed it down on the floor.
Mrs. Ruddle, go to the kitchen, please, and put the kettle on.
Oh, yes, my lady.
Take Miss Twitterton along and look after her.
Oh, yes, my lady. Don't you worry, I'll keep an eye on her. Come along now, Aggie.
Oh, poor dear Uncle.
Oh, I'll make you a nice cup of tea.
If your lordship should require anything, I shall be in the kitchen.
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you, Bunter.
Peter?
Come and hold my hand, Harriet. This part of the business always gets me down. Oh, damn, damn, damn.
Dearest, don't.
It's a merciful death compared with most natural ones. If only the waiting and the knowing beforehand. I got permission to see a hanging once. I thought I'd better know. But it hasn't cured me of meddling.
If you hadn't meddled, it might have been Joe Sellon or Aggie Twitterton.
Yes, I know that.
If you hadn't meddled 6 years ago, it could almost certainly have been me. If it hadn't been for that, we shouldn't be here. We should never have seen one another. Everything wrong and wretched then, and out of it all, I've somehow got you. What can one make of that?
Oh, God. There seems to be no sense in it all.
You're cold. Come nearer the fire.
Oh, no, it's not cold. It's my rotten nerves. This is damnable for you, too, of course. I know that. Before, at times like this, I've always wanted to be alone.
I'm like that, too. I like to crawl away and hide in a corner.
You are my corner. And I've come to hide.
Yes, my dearest. Peter?
Hmm?
Will you want to get rid of this house now?
Get rid of it? Certainly not.
Oh, Peter, I'm so glad.
While I live, no owner but ourselves shall ever set foot in it.
In that final episode of Busman's Honeymoon, the cast was as follows. Lord Peter Wimsey, Ian Carmichael, Lady Peter Wimsey, Sarah Bedell, Bunter, Peter Jones, Superintendent Kirk, Peter Vaughan, Mrs. Ruddle, Pearl Hackney, Miss Twitterton, Rosemary Leach, Frank Crutchley, Kenneth Cranham, Mr. Puffett, Michael Ripper, the Reverend Goodacre, Gerald Sim, Constable Sellon, Christopher Beeney, First Removal Man, Edward Cast, Second Removal Man, Alex Jennings, narrator, John Westbrook. Busman's Honeymoon was adapted by Alistair Beaton from the book by Dorothy L. Sayers and was produced by Martin Fisher.